Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 19th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Mallin, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 1000, Rockall expected Poland 983 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in west. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. North Atsira, South Atsira. Cyclonic 3 to 5, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in Thames, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or sleet, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. West or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole. Westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northeast. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest later, 5 to 7. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mallin, Hebrides. Easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly 6 to gale 8 at first in West Mallin, otherwise 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Southeast Iceland, North Bailey and later elsewhere. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 18th of November. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east, 3, 30 miles, 1005, falling more slowly. Stornoway, north 3, 4 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 3, recent snow, 30 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, calm. 16 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north-northeast 2, 9 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Lucas, west 2, 19 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Boomer, west by north 2, 13 miles, 1004, falling. Bridlington, northwest by north 1, 1003, falling. Sandetty Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1001. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 8, 999, falling quickly. Jersey, west-southwest 6, heavy rain, 500 metres, 1006, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 7, 1003. Silly Automatic. West, 6, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Milford Haven. Northwest by west, 4, heavy drizzle, 11 miles, 999, now rising. Aberporth. West by south, 5, 8 miles, 998, now rising. Valley. East-northeast, 6, recent precipitation, 27 miles, 999, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East-northeast, 3, heavy snow, 1,700 metres, 1,002, falling. Valencia. West, 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Ronald's Way. East by north, 5, recent precipitation, 27 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Malin Head. East-southeast, 4, 27 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east 3, more than 38 miles, 1,004, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 18th of November 2024. The general situation. An area of low pressure centred over Ireland will move eastwards over southern parts of the United Kingdom through Tuesday morning, bringing gales to southern coasts. Meanwhile, a strong, showery, northerly or northwesterly airflow continues to affect northern waters and will extend to southern areas by Tuesday night as the low continues to move east over the continent. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Sleet or snow showers, becoming squally later, good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Wintry showers, mainly in north, becoming squally later in north. Good, occasionally very poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers becoming squally and wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain or sleet, then showers, becoming squally later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic, becoming northerly, 4 to 6, backing northwesterly later, occasionally 7 later in north, rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming mainly good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 5 to 7, then north 4 or 5 later. Showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Cyclonic, becoming mainly easterly, then backing northerly later, 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 4 to 6, backing northeast 3 to 5, then north 4 or 5 later. Rain or sleet, becoming mainly fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northeast 4 or 5, then north 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and south, backing northeasterly 3 to 5, then northerly 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or sleet, becoming mainly fair, then wintry showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly, 4 or 5, backing northeasterly, 3 or 4, then northerly, 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers later in North Channel. Good, occasionally poor later in North Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East, backing northeast, 3 to 5, then north, 5 or 6 later. Showers becoming squally and wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Wintry showers becoming squally snow showers. Good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Northerly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Squally snow showers. Good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Mark Forrest in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihiwa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the world's two largest economies, the United States and China, as Brazil's President Lula has told his fellow G20 leaders that they do need to do more to get the ultra-rich to pay tax.
A cooperação tributária internacional.
Studies commissioned by the G20 finance track reveal a 2% tax on the wealth of ultra-rich individuals could generate around $250 billion annually.
But how will it work? And we'll stay on the taxation theme as Denmark introduces the world's first flatulence tax for gassy cows.
It'll be a tax implemented from 2030 until 2035. It'll be fully implemented, and then you have to pay for these emissions.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. G20 leaders meeting in Rio de Janeiro have pledged to ensure billionaires pay their fair share of taxes. A final communique released hours after the summit began committed to closing loopholes that allow the wealthy to avoid tax. Clitzia Sala reports.
Brazil's President Lula has made tackling growing wealth inequality a key theme of this year's G20. He pointed to a proposal by a French economist which would tax the world's 3,000 richest billionaires 2% to raise $250 billion for global challenges. The commitment in the communique, clamping down on tax avoidance, had initially faced resistance from Argentina, whose libertarian leader said he rejected more state intervention. But there was general agreement among G20 leaders on calls for ceasefires in Gaza and Lebanon, tackling global hunger and pursuing lasting peace in Ukraine.
Gaza's Hamas-run interior ministry says its security staff have killed more than 20 criminal gang members involved in stealing aid. Earlier, UN aid workers revealed that a convoy of more than 100 trucks was looted on Saturday. There's little way of independently verifying the ministry's claims. Here's Frank Gardner.
Hamas had a confrontation with these looters, and the result of which, reportedly, up to 20 people have been killed. Hamas, they were the police force there, and they are fighting Israel. So who's going to be doing the security? And some people, some ruthless people, reportedly members of two particular Bedouin tribes, have taken advantage of this, formed this criminal enterprise. They're stockpiling the stolen goods and selling it at extortionate prices to Gazans who can barely afford it.
The US envoy to the UN has pledged more security assistance to Ukraine in the coming days, after officials confirmed the Biden administration would allow Kyiv to fire